Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night, drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Chicago. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas, if you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Survivor CBS Tonight.
Today, it's game four of the NLDS. And the Cubs could take the series with a win. Listen to Pat and Ron's Hometown Call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there October 14th for the home opener and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
The final call on Strasburg pitching is the pitcher, is the player. So, yeah, all the decisions we make are team decisions or group decisions. This particular decision was made with the pitching coach, the manager, myself, and the players.
That is the voice of Washington Nationals GM Mike Rizzo. He is discussing the decision to start Steven Strasburg today after all. Cubs Nationals Game 4 of the NLDS coming up soon here on The Score. Mark Rohde's pregame show starts in 1 hour, in fact. It'll be Jake Arrieta on the hill for the Cubs as they try to reach their third straight National League Championship Series. In the American League tonight, Game 5 between New York and Cleveland. CeCe Sabathia opposes Corey Kluber in that one, and the Red Sox fired their manager John Farrell earlier this morning. In football, the Bears released kick returner slash wide receiver Deontay Thompson today. That move was made to make room for undrafted rookie wideout Tanner Gentry on the 53-man roster. Taco Bell's $5 cravings deal. Get a cheesy gordita crunch, a burrito supreme, nachos, a crunchy taco, and a Baja Blast, all for just $5. And this scoreboard update brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk in the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is today at 2 when the Cubs take on the Nationals. Game 4 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
How do?
Thank you, Kevin Zipak. Zipak had our updates, as did Joe Ostrowski. Thank you to the guests on the show, Mike Florio, Michael Irvin, and our man Patrick Manley, and his guest Kyle Orton just now on The Score. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp for their fine work. Ray Diaz as well, and Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Thursday. That means Sam Munson from Pro Football Weekly, Pick a Player, Len Casper on the Cubs, and Paul Charchian on fantasy football. But now it is Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
What's happening, fellas?
fellas.
How's it going, guys?
What's good with you? I heard you guys to start the show today, and I was rolling around, and I'm like, all right, let me check out my dudes. And Matt Spiegel did everything besides take it to personal insults in terms of Stephen Strasburg. I was just waiting for him to call him a bitch. It got like very, very close. He called the entire organization dysfunctional and a failure. When Matt is ready to go in on you, whoever you are, like as much as he likes to caress Stings and
he caresses Sting
and talk about the majesty of goodness, when Matt Spiegel is ready to talk about your mama, please
you can't disrespect playoff baseball. Right. It really gets him upset.
Dude, that's totally it.
I know what it is.
The arrogance of 2012.
Here it comes again. Yeah. For those of you that didn't hear it,
the arrogance of shutting down your ace because of pseudoscience when it's really just making a freaking deal with the devil himself and Scott Boras.
Bring it in.
And then it pays you back with a $175 million contract, and you're still kowtowing to this little pampered dude.
Let's go. This clink is on fire.
It needs his precious routine to be 100%. Justin Verlander's coming out of the bullpen for the first time in his life the other
Scherzer's
day.
Scherzer's volunteering to play any position you wanted to play.
Everybody's stepping up. Let's go.
Yeah, and he's fourth and fifth.
And then, dude, he's freaking.
I thought I was going to go in game five. So that's when I did my bullpen. And then they make it about sickness. They send poor Dusty. I'm feeling bad for Dusty when they send him out there to do the bidding. And then they all got to chase him down.
He's got his finger on the turbo button.
It's just freaking embarrassing.
My man.
Yeah, we've used the term 100%er before.
That's great.
I let him cook.
Got to.
In talking to some baseball people, I had never heard this. You know, all my years, even working in the minors, they called him. The guy, he texted me back, and he said, "Sunny and 70. I said, "What?" He said, "Strasburg, Sunny and 70. He's got a reputation as what they call a sunny and 70 guy. And apparently everybody knows it.
Everybody.
That unless conditions are ideal, unless he's completely comfortable in the whole routine, whole environment.
The man knows his body.
Well, knows
his body.
You know, that's part of it.
There's a million-dollar Bugatti Veyron that won't run unless a $100 part is right. You don't put that thing out on the road unless you got that $100 part.
That's all well and good during the course of a regular season or a giant body of work that might get him
so you'd respect it more if he went out there and gave up the booty, like dinner in a movie, and four runs and five innings, 100 pitches, he's laboring, he's got his nose is running like a bad child, and you're like, you know what? That man has my respect now.
I'd respect it more if the man wanted to try and keep his team alive.
No, I could dig it.
It's an elimination game.
Look what's happening here. Like, Spiegel is throwing bombs at people, and Grandpa Rossi, David Ross,
couldn't look him in the eye.
When that happens, when a guy like that speaks out, you can tell if there's something else, or like you mentioned, that has been circulating for a while now, and people are like, ha, 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 it's time to get on the golden child, and that's exactly what it seemed like. You know, in the end, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
Please do.
I heard the mold thing and I thought immediately, like, that's something. And then I thought about the 444 Jay-Z album. He did a Rap Radar interview and he said that there's a song, the Moonlight song, where he clears his throat and says, "Excuse me, I got a little cold," to start the song.
Yeah.
He found out that the place that he had been renting in LA for 2 weeks had mold in it, and the entire album has him in a different register or whatever. So immediately I thought to myself, it could happen.
Sure.
You know, it could happen, but.
But he was out there yesterday throwing in the outfield.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't do that.
Another thing you
don't feel well?
Yeah, if you're not feeling well, you don't throw a guy out there in that crap ass weather and have him be running around.
The small Wrigley clubhouse.
Another thing you don't do today because IV's about a flu.
Oh,
please.
It's a virus.
And that's also not the way antibiotics work.
We revved him up.
That's not how antibiotics take time. You don't just say, oh, a little higher dose, he's cured. It's all
BS.
Dusty on mentioned the right there. He mentioned creature of habit.
The very first words. Do we have the Dusty quote? That's the thing. Dusty told you, and then he went too far because he was trying to cover his guy. But listen to the very first words he says yesterday at 5:30 after he's been informed it's not going to be Strasburg and he's got to go with Tanner Rourke. The very first words he say totally lets you know exactly what Dusty
and,
is.
And I ask you this about that. If creature of habit is the first thing he says, and then he gets into the sickness.
He says creature of habit. We all have our routines. Right.
So if your routine is knocked off by the sickness or not, I understand that we don't believe he's as sick as they say he is.
Right.
And we understand that there's a reputation about this man. But if you're Dusty, how do you go about this? How do you relay to
he
everyone
was in an
out
impossible
there?
Situation
without, because, exactly without losing a guy that you're going to have to call on it depends. For the next three or four years.
You know what he did? He said when he was asked, did he throw today? He said, yep, because he thought, oh, that'll make it easy. Yeah, he threw today, and that would be, and then that made the organization look bad.
Which
so
back
they
it up,
had to come
back
out
it up.
And
figure
say,
out what his
we have
goal
some new
is.
Dusty quotes whenever you guys are ready.
Just figure out what his goal would be. If your goal is to shame him into pitching when he wouldn't otherwise pitch, that's one way of looking at it. Trying to say, look, we're going to pull his card. We're going to put him out there because we don't want to pitch Tanner Rourke. Or if you are just saying, yeah, we don't want to pitch him in less than ideal circumstances because we think he might suck.
Steven Strasburg has put himself in a no-lose situation in this instance, I think, because he goes out there and he gets batted around a little bit. He was sick. He goes out there and he shuts everybody down, 7 innings, 2 hits.
That's the bloody sock game for him, right?
It's the flu game, yeah. So I think he's put himself in a no-lose situation even after that. We will remember this day, but nationally and baseball lore-wise, this day won't be remembered if he goes out there and does well.
There's another angle that I was thinking about last night. It's no secret where the Nationals were staying. They don't keep it a secret. I mean, we know it's a high-end luxury hotel in Chicago, and I'm not going to name it because it's unfair, because when Dusty Baker says hotel air conditioning and mold, that's injurious. That's potentially damaging. And I mean, if you're that hotel, I mean, I know he could have meant, you know, just atmospheric mold, but either way, he said hotel air conditioning, and I think it's mold, and my whole team is sick because of hotel air conditioning and mold. You know, that could be potentially tortious. You know, you make a call if you're that hotel to the Nationals, say, come on. I mean,
you're happy that the Nationals will come back and stay the three series that they're here in Chicago.
You're saying it, but at that height, they don't really need Washington Nationals business at that hotel, but they have.
Right, fair enough. I hadn't thought of that.
They kicked him out.
Yeah, I know. They changed hotels, right? This is Dusty Baker today. Apparently, he's meeting the media right now from David Haw's Twitter account on whether Strasburg felt pressure. Quote, he's a grown man and made that decision on his own. End quote. From Sahadev's Twitter account, Dusty says he talked to some Hawaiian friends and they said,
and they said,
sometimes the rain is a blessing from the sky. Quote, they call it mana.
Let's go. Johnny Black, baby.
So, I don't know why
everybody thinks that tiger ain't going to tiger after a while. Like, yeah. Johnny Black is going to be Johnny Black. He's got the spirituality. He is raised into the heavens. He knows that the God's tears are raining down on him. He ain't gonna change. It's y'all that need to change.
Yeah. His Hawaiian friends have told him.
He also said that Strasburg wasn't pressured, right?
Let's go.
He said it was not pressure. Oh no.
Let's go.
It wasn't pressure. He just feels a lot better. Says he's 90%. Dusty said he's
Hawaiian
90%.
Tears, baby. And that, spam smoothies for everybody.
Tell him that as you will.
The cold weather's gonna help. He said the cold weather's gonna help Strasburg.
Damn right. He's trying to get his man in the right headspace.
It's good for sick people.
That's his boutique. Right. Brown. Let's go, man.
The cold weather will help him because he's not from one of the Latin countries. I'm just trying to get a unified Dusty theory of existence
weather
here. Well, moving parts between sides.
I saw a piece yesterday on Twitter. I read a half of it because I was falling asleep anyway. But it was about Dusty Baker possibly being the unluckiest manager in Major League Baseball playoff history. If you look at, you know, his track record and some of the events that have happened since he's been in the playoffs, Dusty has lived through these things. So all your reason and all the, like, Dusty has had the better team sometimes. Sometimes he's had the worst team. Either way, his ass has been eliminated. So all the things that we are saying in this booth and all the rationale
Dusty's
and all the
just metrics. Keep going.
Dusty is out there sprinkling holy water. Dusty is out there talking about Hawaiian tears. Dusty is doing everything inside his being and outside of his being.
He's framing every Bob Nightingale piece.
Yeah. Whatever he needs to do, man.
Hawaiian tears and Tahitian treat.
Oh, no. Stay away from the Tahitian treat, kids. Stay away from the Tahitian treat.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you will never be able to tell your mom you didn't drink it because your teeth are red now.
So, wacky radio stuntman Danny Parkins is here today.
This is where I got to back away.
This is where you guys are too cool for it.
I thought you were too cool for that.
No.
I saw you at the sandwich board walking around the other day.
I lost a bet.
Dude, stop making sandwich board bets.
Tattoo bets instead.
Coastal Carolina tattoo on your ass. No, dude, you got it. Like you
I got the money, sure, but it's
not even about the money, fam. I heard what happened on your Periscope
on
the platform where the dude didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
Like you just need to walk around with a Danny Parkins score jersey or something. But leave the sandwich board for my man. And well, Campy and Zawoski said they are not going to do any of those things. But you got the masks now.
Today, it is surgical masks that Danny will be handing out around 2 o'clock outside the bleachers with Spiegel and Parkins show stickers on them as to mock the mold here in the mold game.
The way this will work, though,
boys.
You can't have them spread out. Like, you got to find a group of six or seven guys or girls who will be sitting next to each other so people can see the wide shot. You can't have these interspersed. I'm telling you, there's going to be, somebody's going to use them as a moist towelette or something.
Sure.
You got to get a group.
Frankly, I'm a little disappointed that you didn't immediately get into the studio and record Mock the Mold to the tune of Rock the Boat by Hughes Corporation.
To Mock the Mold, baby.
Yeah.
The Mold, baby.
That's not wheelhouse for you.
That's music out here.
Give us 20 minutes.
Turned around already. Come on.
That's how long it usually takes to cut a song?
Half hour?
I've been amazed at our turnaround time, frankly.
It's the writing. It's really... yeah. And we got a lot of writing to do.
After
30, I'm ready to bounce back.
Recovery time is spectacular.
What we don't see is me late at night with a bottle of wine and a bong.
And a
computer and just candles lit and everything.
It's a friend named Bong, by the way.
Yeah, right, of course.
Zheng Hu Bong.
Meanwhile, I wanted to mention this to you.
So you guys don't want one, is what you're saying.
I'm good.
We're good. We had a moment near the end of the show yesterday during Mitch Trubisky talk. Jason was mentioning how experience for a young quarterback is like a filtration system. Mm-hmm. And as over time, the quarterback distills through these various filters.
Mm.
So I did what I do, and I said, and members of filter. So I look at the text screen.
You got a member of filter texting you?
A friend of yours, Brian.
Brian, yeah.
So Brian, he texts and he says, as a founding member of filter.
Brian Leeskine.
Yes, he said, thank you for using my former band as part of your bit. Yeah. And we texted back and forth. So he's a buddy of yours.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
It was a first.
He was in Nine Inch Nails, the very early Nine Inch Nails, and then was in Filter.
Yeah.
And is a musician in L.A. who listens to sports talk to get away from music.
Yeah, big scorehead. So it was just one of those little very...
That's hilarious.
I didn't think it was real, but I said, who would claim to be that who is not?
Because he got mad at me because I burst into song. And I forget which song it was.
It was Billy Joel. It was the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep.
See?
Every once in a while, it happens.
I wasn't mad at you. I was just surprised that particular song was loaded in your brain.
Well, Spiegel saw 2 years worth of it, where there are certain rooms that I haven't walked in months, and all of a sudden, I just open that door and something comes out.
Hey, man, it's my great failing to never get it on tape.
What, me singing?
Yes.
There's a few times.
You're not bad at singing.
I'm not good.
No, he's good. He's got chops.
Nah, because then I start.
Afraid to show him off. Gonna let that cool off.
No, it's not.
It is definitely not.
Let me tell you. You gotta undrape the cool.
Especially with someone like Spiegel on the staff, I would never mess around in that realm.
Oh.
Like if Spiegel is the king of that, that's his lane on this station. He has the voice.
If Spiegel's off the next track, you and me.
Oh.
Track 6 of the Mitch album, You and Me, No Spiegel.
There we go.
I made too much fun of it behind y'all's back to get on it.
That's the cool. It's too cool for it.
You know what I'll do? If you guys do a spoken word album, I'll jump in there for you.
But you're like a William Shatner kind of thing?
Yeah, if you guys do that. I can't sing,
look for the
sing,
girl
man.
With the sun in her eyes.
But she's not that
she's
serious.
Gone.
Because I remember Mac used to jump on and just wail. And it'd be funny. Like, I think I would take it too seriously actually, to make it not funny.
You're only the Bulls who kicks you in the rocks every time.
But that was a freestyle. Yeah. And I was drunk. So you know, that's how that show went.
Pretty good freestyle last night, huh? That was as far as freestyles. Go 4.5 minutes of freestyle making some news.
Well, he did this with Bush too, like, so this isn't new. He's dabbled in this kind of realm before. I just surprised that Eminem is like still wanting to rap, like, after a while.
43?
Yeah, 44. After a while, and Joe Budden brought it up on Everyday Struggle, he's like, what are the greatest rappers rapping for anymore?
Yeah, why is Rakim rapping?
Well, he's not really.
but he is.
To express.
He truly isn't.
It looked like it felt good to get that out for Eminem. Seriously.
Yeah, and he still got like skills.
He felt that.
No, he's still a top 6 or 7 dude of all time, and then you see it, and you're like, ah, it's like when Jordan... You know, caught Ron Mercer's stuff off the glass. You're like, there it is.
Still got it.
Yeah. And then he busts his
face. Once a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was cool to see. You know, I didn't watch any of that situation last night because I don't need to watch the BET Hip Hop Awards for anybody. I'm 36. I got a baby. I got things I got to do in my life.
It's too cool.
What do you guys got?
What's on your cool show? I got an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert I got to get to.
Frankly, Beverly and Maze is doing something in this city. It's just going to be us till 2 o'clock hanging
Makes
out,
sense.
Talking crazy, you know, making fun of y'all taste masks that y'all got.
I get it. Don't eat the
chicken.
You do it.
Burns going to go off on the score.
Today, it's game 4 of the NLDS. And the Cubs could take the series with a win. Listen to Pat and Ron's Hometown Call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 2. So keep it here, Cubs fans. On Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs. And by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. Just when you think that perhaps the controversy over NFL players not standing up for the national anthem might gradually calm down, it appears likely to ratchet up again. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, a big bucks contributor to Donald Trump, announced on Monday that he would bench any player who fails to stand for the anthem. Further, he said, it was Trump who suggested he do so. One wonders if any of the Cowboys will test this threat. One also wonders if Jones would actually sit one or more of his stars down should they choose to kneel or sit. He insists that he will. One of two things will happen next. Either some of the Cowboys will stand up to Jones by not standing, or they won't, and other owners will be emboldened to follow Jones's example. This is almost certainly headed for a collision, and it won't be pretty. I'm John Feinstein.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb, and that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Xfinity Wi-Fi has a network of hotspots to keep you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. And access to those hotspots are offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than 15 million hotspots nationwide. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends pretty soon here, October 22nd, 2017. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Or visit Knaus.com.
Friday,
join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 p.m. at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria, located at 1760 North Farnsworth Avenue in Aurora. Enjoy Bud Light specials, score and Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets to an upcoming game. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Image Tech, Chicagoland's Konica Minolta copier and printer choice.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
We are on for a little over a half hour, and then it's Cubs baseball. Arrieta versus Strasburg in what will be remembered, whatever happens, as the mold game. 312-644-6767. That's
and the
number.
And the Merv game.
WSCR, The Score.
email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter.
You think somebody could sext in 30 minutes or less?
What do you mean?
Like, you said sexting, and that usually is like
fire one off right now.
It's 4.5 hours of foreplay, especially if you're a line coach for the Miami Dolphins. You know, that's the most ridiculous part of that whole thing is that's like his getting ready. That you know, we look at the doing the line off the table,
that's the
and
prep work,
and the stripper and the baby that she's gonna keep. And I'm so happy for their family, as Chris Tannehill mentioned a couple of days ago. But that's like the, you know, hey, I'm on the way. Yeah. You know. Like Little Caesars, hot and ready.
If that monkey's got a bottom, it's not for long. Prepare the monkey.
It's the new Brent special. Bottomless monkeys for everybody for $10. Dude, that dude filmed himself sniffing a line.
At work.
At work. Like, he doesn't sell cars. You know, he doesn't work at the Board of Trade. He's not going to meet you at Sirius for strong drinks afterwards. That is the most amazing piece of video I think I've seen this year.
It'll be a while before we can do this again, because I know you're going to keep that baby.
Like, all right. That's him getting it primed. You know what I mean? Like, that's him.
Where are they registered? That's so nice of
you. Oh, we got to find out. We have to. We should buy them a baby shower gift. Her name is Kiwan, not Kiwan Garris, but Kiwan Nijay.
Herb's walking the hall.
Yeah, right. Kiwan Nijay, I believe her name is.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm really glad it's a GE at the end of that, because, you know, there'd be some other issues that we have to answer for. But that dude did a line, not one, three lines in a rolled up $20 bill and video himself. No one caught him up.
His desk at work.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's not in the back room.
No. He's not at Rick Pitino's restaurant. Right. Yeah, no. He's not on, you know, 87th and Wabash shooting some dice. All of a sudden, some coke comes out. You got to buy him.
Offices. His own desk.
That's how he gets it ready.
Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We're also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. We have BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and the like. Also, the 670 The Score page on Facebook. You like that? You can interact with the show. There's Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com for our video feed, which is directed by Brian Gertsch.
You know, a lot of my team is kind of under the weather with the change of weather and the air conditioning in the hotel and the air conditioning here. And this is the time of the year for mold around Chicago. I think it's mold. I mean, I have it too.
I'm trying, man. Johnny, you.
I'm sorry.
You're giving me nothing to work with here, brother.
That's okay. The rain is now, Dusty says, it's Hawaiian tears.
Sounds like a really, really sad strip club.
How was it? Not so good.
Yeah, no. It was a Polynesian girl who couldn't stop crying. I actually gave her some money to leave. It was just all bad.
Everybody's eating breadfruit.
And penis bread.
Producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Dusty, is Steven still scheduled to pitch Thursday?
Yes.
Is any possibility go out of the bullpen tomorrow if needed?
I don't know, man. I ain't even thinking about that. Tell you the truth.
What?
I'm thinking Tanner's going to do his thing.
There it is. Don't ask me no more damn questions. Tanner's going to do his thing. Until some, like, there's
the lie detector test determined that was a lie.
So what is you doing? What is you doing? Like, come on, man. Like, Dusty, like, you know what's about to happen to you. You know, just ask for the cigarette and the blindfold, man. Like, you don't
somebody
have to go out like that.
Naturally fatalistic as Dusty Baker is, that's one thing that always got to me about him. Okay. There's a lot of things a manager can control. And it is your job to control a lot of things. But Dusty's just inherent fatalism. It's just,
Even now,
maybe that's him stacking the odds.
Even now, he says it's been written. Our championship has been written. It's just a matter of acting it out. It's like the winds blow certain ways, and the Hawaiian tears fall. And this
I know people who talk like that though. Like it was your destiny is already written. You're just living it out.
Star Wars movies,
not people in Star Wars movies.
That's how people talk in Star Wars.
You must
movies.
Not know many black people.
It is your destiny.
I know people who go, you know, my fate and my glory has already been written, and it's just it's up to me to live it out to the fullest.
Okay.
No? You never ran into anybody who thought like that?
No.
Jaja Binks.
Fire in the air.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. We've got a lot to do and not enough time to do it, so we got to get you updated.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zpack. The Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there October 14th for the home opener and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He seemed, more focused than normal. And he just said, I'm feeling a whole lot better, and I want the ball.
That is the voice of Washington Nationals manager.
And Washington
Dusty.
Nana.
You know, it's...
What? It's okay. Just make fun of yourself.
No, I'm
got a
super
big TV
serious
appearance
guy
tonight.
Now. I'm trying to...
You got a big TV appearance
I'm
tonight. We're trying to get you right, okay?
I'm rebranding as a serious guy.
Really?
I'm not going to joke haircut, around anymore. Then. Yeah, I'm getting my hair cut after
Are you
the show.
Really?
Yeah, really?
You're cutting that?
Of course.
You've been working on that for 2 years.
Well, it's not that long. It's just I'm going to get a little trim.
Well, and get a haircut.
And get a haircut, too!
Hey-o!
Right. Okay. Dusty Baker there on the status of Steven Strasburg, Washington's big righty, will indeed start today, despite what Baker said yesterday. Cubs Nationals game 4 coming up very shortly here on the Score. Mark Rohde's pregame starts at about 26 minutes. It'll be Jake Arrieta on the bump for the Cubs as they try to reach their third straight NLCS. In the American League tonight, game 5 between New York and Cleveland. CC Sabathia versus Corey Kluber at Progressive Field, and the Red Sox fired their manager John Farrell earlier this morning. Finally, in football, the Bears released wide receiver Deontay Thompson. That move was made to make room for Tanner Gentry on the 53-man roster. This scoreboard update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, enjoy an APR as low as 0.9% for 24 months on all 2014 and 2015 BMW-certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. And listen to 670 The Score for all your Chicago Cubs coverage, including our weekly front office show with Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer, brought to you by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it. I'm Kevin Zpack, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is coming up at 2 o'clock when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. There are so many beautiful Chicago Cubs hats right here. If you're watching on watch670thescore.com, I am wearing my Chicago Americans hat from the Negro League. Back in the days where the brothers played baseball in a separate time, in a separate area, because things were separate. And then the 100 years of oppression that Mike Ditka did not know about took place after that.
We also have a twist in the Washington Nationals pitching saga, because at first it was Tanner Roark. And then we found out that it was they shamed Steven Strasburg into finally deigning to decide to come down from his lofty perch where he was being fed grapes and fanned with palm fronds to pitch a game for his team. But now, if you are actually listening to the question Dusty Baker was asked, we have a new entrant as a possible pitcher for the Nationals today.
Dusty, is Steven still scheduled to pitch Thursday?
So Steven Stills.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
I had no idea that
it's Kenny Stills' brother.
That rocker Steven Stills of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist at age 72, is ready to take the mound for the Nationals.
Steven Stills scheduled to pitch Thursday?
Yes, Steven Stills is scheduled to pitch Thursday. He's going to love the one he's with, and he's going to be mowing him down at 95 on the corners.
Yeah, this is that's old. That's like O2 B&B right there. When something gets said like that, and then it gets brought back 17 times. Because if we had a 4.5 hour show today, Tanny would be forced to play that at least 11 more times.
Not to mention
gentlemen.
Diving into the long catalog and discography right. of one Stephen Stills. All you know, you'd be getting this the CSNY stuff, Buffalo Springfield, Judy Collins, all
this
of it.
Stephen Stills scheduled to pitch yes. Thursday.
Yeah, Graham Nash, they're going to actually change it up. They're going to change the rotation. It's going to be Stills, then Nash, then Young, then Crosby. They're all alive. Crosby's got to be dead. Is Crosby dead? No, I think they're alive.
I thought he was touching people. I thought he was...
David Crosby?
Oh, I thought you said Cosby.
No. Cosby, Stills, Nash, and
did
Young.
Did it happen again? Did I get dumped again?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, that touching people is a problem?
No.
Yeah, I thought you were mentioning
me. Don't slander Crosby. That's why I dumped you.
Not on Tanny's watch.
What the hell I do? No, I thought you were talking about Bill Cosby. No, my bad. That'd be cool. Little team. You know, Stephen Nash. You got Kenny Stills and Bill Cosby come together and make themselves a little conglomerate.
This segment brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core yes. processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. We think we can squeeze in a phone call maybe ahead
if
of the
you
Cub
want
game.
To ruin the show even more so than it has been ruined already.
Can't really do much of the rubble that it currently is in, right?
Rubble. I think this is bye-bye time, right? Like, if this has
it
to be the
like it.
Yeah, Dusty's doing his I'm getting ready to go on vacation thing. Steven Strasburg is like, me no pitch. Like, me no like any pitch.
Oh, he's too cold.
He's too cold. He's Chilly Willy out there.
More syrup? More butter?
More softness? That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, so you got, and then, of course, you've got these Spiegel and Parkins face masks going out there to rattle. I want a Johnny Cueto-like moment when Steven Strasburg looks behind him and he sees four people that Danny Parkins is convinced to wear their face masks with the Spiegel and Parkins logo, and I want the ball to just drop out of his hand on the mound.
I want to see Strasburg take the mound in Jorge Soler's Blue Man Group outfit. You know what I'm talking about?
And his chains. No, that'd be super
just
dope.
Like his face
you just see his eyes
sticking out of nothing but neoprene.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Weirder things have happened. Has a pitcher ever worn?
Not allowed to.
Really?
Too distracting. Oh yeah, you can't have your necklace.
I know the necklace. I know guys have been asked to cut their sleeves and all that. But can a pitcher wear the
no way.
The headgear?
If you're an opposing manager and you see that, are you kidding?
How is it upsetting anything?
It can upset the batter's eye. That's why they police that. They police even look.
So if a pitcher was like say it's 30 degrees. You know, in October in Chicago, and a starting pitcher is out there with it's trying to be comfortable.
I challenge it immediately if I'm an opposing manager. They make him cut those swaggy glove ties off.
Yeah. Oh, dudes.
Hey, Blue, I just want to wear my baseball patterned undershirt.
My all white.
It so happens right. My white mask with red stitching right. on it.
My delivery where the ball is by my ear for at least half a second. No, I can dig it.
Let me wear my white turtleneck.
That sucks. So you have to be uncomfortable out there. Everybody else can be warm and blowing in their hands. You just got to be uncomfortable and getting frostbite in the ears.
Or maybe, when it's 60?
I'm not now,
oh, okay.
You ass hat. I'm talking about when
not
it's 30.
Now, you ass hat.
30 degrees, 35 degrees, like that Arrieta Harvey game that I went to where it was 33 degrees outside. You mean to tell me a guy couldn't tuck in a little something under the hat?
Look, every umpire's different. And some will let you get around the letter of the law and enforce it differently. I'm just saying.
Dennis Martinez used to wear the turtleneck with the MLB logo on it.
Scott Sanderson.
I used to think those are so fresh. And then I bought one and I was like, I don't have a jersey to put over this. So I just look like a burst condom with an MLB logo on it.
They have those.
Really? Really?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Cubs baseball at the top of the hour on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Cubs manager Joe Maddon. There is one radio station in Chicago to listen to every Cubs playoff game, 670 The Score.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it.
But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
New sheets. Your sheets suck because you don't have good sheets, and it matters. It makes a huge difference. Oh, my sheets are fine. No, you're not going to say that once you order from Brooklinen, because then you're going to say, oh, I've been missing out, and now I'm a much happier person because I have luxury bedding at a fraction of what luxury bedding usually costs. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste, and they offer exquisite designs and exceptional savings across their collection. And now is the time you should try it because of this deal. I love the ones I have. You will love the ones that you have, because Brooklinen.com is offering you $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comfort. There's no reason not to give this a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best.
Attention. Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with 2 tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name. Call now 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702, 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, you'll get a second bonus day in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas, if you tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, 1-888-234-0702, 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us, a Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, football fans. Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and puts you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
This segment on The Score brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike, are Gio and Max available today, if needed?
All hands on deck today, so I think everybody's on deck.
Okay.
Except Strauss.
Except for Strauss, right.
Can we look
except
back?
Except Strauss, because he's pitched game five.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mike Rizzo on local sports radio in D.C.,
promising a game for a win. I wonder if Addy and the boys will use it for motivation. Shut up, Mike.
But Mike Rizzo's the same guy that said, oh, he's all better because he got an IV with a new antibiotic, and now he's fine. That's not how it works.
You've been behind PR rollouts and trying to make sure that your damage control is on point. What do you think happened here over the last 36 hours?
I think initially they knew
he wasn't feeling right.
They knew that it's probably true that he wasn't quite feeling right, right. And they know that he's a fragile little snowflake, and they probably weren't going to get his best work.
Can't go an hour.
So because of that, they were going to just start Roark and not deal with it. Then it's possible
that the
backlash was such like where they felt like what's going on
here?
How
does that backlash get to him though? Because he's not listening to DC Sports Radio. So how does that backlash manifest itself through Scott Boras? Does it manifest itself through Mike Rizzo after he's talked to DC Radio?
Like any number of ways. It can happen any number of ways. But I don't think it's Strasburg himself. I think it's the team and their covering.
Dusty is like, hey, you know, we need you, $175 million man.
Or maybe,
Max Scherzer went out there and pitched with a bad hammy.
I don't think Dusty wants to pitch him.
Really?
I don't think Dusty trusts him. That's my understanding of it is that the Nationals just think he's going to be bad in conditions that aren't perfect.
And why risk elimination on a guy that you know isn't going to give you your best?
Yeah, that a guy is who isn't in the right headspace, who's delicate, who needs everything to be right, and you ask him to pitch half against his will. I mean, look, he could throw a two-hitter today.
Right.
Who knows? It's baseball.
Because a baseball-y thing would happen.
Right. Baseball does silly things. It's just so Dusty to turn what should be a nothing into a something. And then they just...
I'm not going to let you park this at Dusty's doorstep. Not going to let you do that
today. When he didn't know when the bullpen side session was, and he lied about that.
Hey, dude.
It's not just us. It's everybody.
Everybody's got problems.
That's society these days. You know, dude, in society these days, nobody knows when anybody's having bullpens and it's mold. And
I don't know, man. I ain't even thinking about that.
Hey, keep it real, Johnny Black. I got your back.
Hey, it's your guy?
You're damn right. That is my guy.
Let it be your guy.
You know, I got Dusty Baker. You got Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh, ouch. Did you read that whole New Yorker piece?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
He's on your team for next year.
The draft just happened just now, Tanny. Well, we had to take worst players first.
I got
Dusty. You got Harvey.
You got Cosby, too. I mean.
Oh, damn.
Right?
Well.
Yeah. Harvey.
TV1 is still moving those units, though.
Harvey needs
to
be in jail.
You can get yourself a good Cosby rerun any day of the week now on TV1.
They got to snatch his ass out of sex
rehab. He went to Europe for sex rehab, right?
Watch him Roman Polanski this thing. Watch him never come back. That was my first thought.
Yeah, because his wife already left him.
Yep, that was my first thought. When he went to Europe.
Yeah, get away.
Johnny Depp. And you're never going to see him on these shores again.
Because he's paid. He's good. He'll find a crew of people like him.
Roman Polanski now has, what, four separate charges against him? Yeah. I mean, think about that.
I'm surprised nobody's gone over there and done a little professional work, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but my first thought was when he said he's going to Europe for sex addiction therapy, that means so long, suckers, you're going to have to extradite me. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. We got the mold game coming your way.
Oh, yeah. Exciting mold with Mark Grody. I'm sorry, Groats McGoat. Didn't mean to put that on. No, Mark Grody can make mold exciting. I'm telling you, that's an award-winning pregame show.
We thank Brian Gertz.
Jack in Ozone Park, what's up, Jack?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the call. I know he's a bit young, but I want to get your opinion. Do you think Aaron Judge is a lock for the Hall of Fame?
Come on, now. Talk about something realistic. The guy's played 1 year. How would we be a lock for the Hall of Fame after one season?
I mean, just the kind of numbers.
If he retires tonight, is he in the Hall of Fame?
I think so. I mean,
all right. Well, listen, Jack. So if he has 1 year in the major leagues, he's going to make the Hall. Give me the guy who's had 1 year in the major leagues and made the Hall of Fame.
Well, it could be Aaron Judge.
Stop, Jack. I mean, you know, listen. You know, sometimes, you know, listen. They have one call and they call me. Brandon in New City. What's up, Brandon?
There it is. Shout out to Frances's producers on that victory tour.
The producers that we have here are Nick Shepkowski.
You are a clock gobbler. You are a time filler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I heard that, and I did the old radio double take.
Wow. Talking to the wrong former Bears offensive lineman.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
This is called the Pickle Gambit.
I like that, okay? Man. Yeah. Hey, what's my name?
All right, that's irrelevant, okay?
That means irrelevant.
Okay, you want a name? Okay, Chick Gandel, that's your name. Played first base for the 1919 White Sox, the team that threw the World Series. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I'm not going to be on the White Sox.
Would you prefer somebody from the Negro Leagues?
Yeah, give me a name.
Chappy Johnson.
That's a black man's name right there. I love it.
All right.
I do too. All right, so we got pregame coming up and a game coming up. Right, Dan? Mr. Yes. Weatherman?
Yes.
All right, the game's going to be played
there
today, right?
There will be a game.
All right.
Indeed.
And if
I
not,
can confirm.
You can blame it on Dan Bernstein. For Dan and Brian and Nick and Chris, I'm Jason. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, we're talking about an NLCS matchup of Dodgers-Cubs or something else. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hanley here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 till 9. Today, it's game 4 of the NLDS. Cubs could take the series with a win. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 2. So keep it here, Cub fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division Champion Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
It didn't take me long to learn about Cameron Hughes wine and really appreciate it. Just to, you go out to dinner with Cam and he brings a bunch of his wines and he pairs them with food. And then he sort of tells you kind of where they came from. And you realize that you're just drinking some luxurious stuff. And you look at the prices and you cannot believe it. And that's what he does. He gets wine from the best vineyards, the very same wines that are often in bottles that are $50 a bottle, that are $100 a bottle. And he passes it along to you. The $50 bottle is only $15. Needle in the Haystack wines from top wineries around the world. So you're always getting luxury wines at affordable prices. Maybe you've read about them in Wall Street Journal or Forbes or Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator. He guarantees his wines, so you're definitely going to be happy with it. And there's this tremendous deal. He's always curious about what the right deal is for the Bernstein and Goff listener. And this is what we worked out for you to sample and taste and get an idea of what we're doing here. Find out for yourself. Free shipping on three or more bottles right now. And you get a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It's a great deal to try wines already heavily discounted because wine is heavy and shipping generally costs a lot of money. But this is fantastic wine. It's an unbeatable deal. Do not miss out on this limited-time offer. Go to chwine.com and use the code DAN right now. It's that easy. chwine.com and enter.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before. You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, get those chores that have been piling up finished as soon as you can. Scorpio, if you're looking for a new job, something unexpected may pop up this week. Sagittarius, if you're confused about how to act in a relationship, just follow your heart no matter where it leads you. Capricorn, make sure to do all of your research before making any decisions and ask for help. Aquarius, life is full of chatter. Be friendly and don't take this week too seriously. And Pisces, keep your money close and come up with a plan for your future finances. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
He's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii 5-0 has TV's hottest. Bromance?
Steve, what do you think?